This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Commodity prices were lower yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, possibly because of the release of the weekly export sales report for the week of December 21st through the 27th. The report for the week ending January the 3rd, which will include the market year changeovers, will be published next Thursday the 14th. A combined report for the weeks of January the 10th through February the 14th will be published on Friday, February the 22nd. And on to your futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn for March was down 3.5 cents at 376.5. May corn was down 3.75 cents at 384.25. And July corn was down 3.5 cents at 392.25. Soybeans for March were down 8.5 cents at 913.25. May beans were down 8.5 cents as well at 927.25. And July soybeans were down 8.25 cents at 941. Chicago wheat for March was down 12.75 cents at 513.25. May wheat was down 11.75 cents at 517. In July, Chicago wheat was down 10.5 cents at 521.75. Soybean meal for March was down $3.50 at 305.50. May soybean meal was down $3.50 as well at 309.50. And July soybean meal was down $3.40 at 313.50. Finally, soybean oil for March was down 9 cents at $30.81. May soybean oil was down 8 cents at $31.12, and July bean oil was down 6 cents at $31.43. Now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Thursday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Thursday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon without any resolution in the U.S.-China trade war, and concerns of tomorrow's USDA World Supply and Demand Report being bearish, the market was hit by technical selling today. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 333 to 359. Soybean bids were down 6 to 9 cents at 825 to 863. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 344 to 361. Soybean bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 845 to 868. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 cents lower at 345 to 376, while soybean bids were down 9 cents at 849 to 882. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 cents lower at 880 to 893. Basis is unchanged at 3300 to 20 under the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 280.50 to 295.50 a ton, down $3.50 a ton, with basis steady at 2500 at 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 4 cents lower at 352 to 371, with basis unchanged at 2500 at 6 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted and produced corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 369 to 373, with basis steadied up 2 at 8 under to 4 under the March. Soybeans ended down 7 to 9 cents at 866 to 872, with basis unchanged up 2 at 4700 to 41 under the March. New crop wheat prices are down 11 to 14 cents at 487 to 506, with basis steadied to down 3 at 3500 to 16 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 391 to 392. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 9 to 10 cents, with quotations at 892 to 894. Soft wheat closed down 13 to 15 cents at 546 to 548. Milo ended the day sharply lower at 421 to 422. Contract bids for producers for fall delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 347 to 365, soybeans at 872 to 901. In the central part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 355 to 371, soybeans at 885 to 919. And in the southern part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 340 to 375, soybeans at 875 to 906. And June, July wheat at 490 to 518. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Board of Trade. Live cattle for February were down a dime at 126.30. April live cattle were down 32 cents at 126.82. And June live cattle was down 7 cents at 117.15. Feeder cattle for March were up 7 cents at 143.25. April feeders were up 2 cents at 144.87. And May feeders were up 37 cents at 145.90. Finally, lean hogs for February were down 65 cents at 55.27. April lean hogs were down $1.30 at 59.60. And May lean hogs were down $1.02 at 67.35. Now we'll move on to the Illinois and U.S. Department of Agriculture for Thursday's Cash Livestock Reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 23 cents lower in a range of $45 to $50.25, with the weighted average carcass price of $49.52. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were mostly steady at a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 24, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 28, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 32, over 600 pounds at 28 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gelts at country buying points were a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 26 to 35. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gelts totaled 27,332. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $125 to $126, and on a dress basis traded at $198 to $199. Heifers on a dress basis traded at $198. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 341 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $65.11, which was 50 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $216.71, which was 86 cents lower, with select carcasses at $211.53, which was 84 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000 compared to 114,000 for last week and 117,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 462,000 compared to 420,000 for last week and 465,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Greenville Livestock Auction results, total receipts of 830. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a quarter lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 95 to 129. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 2 to 3 sold in a range of 84 to 91. Slaughter heifers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 123 to 128. Slaughter Holstein heifers choice 2 to 3 sold in a range of 80 to 90. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The Pork Checkoff's Hams Across America promotion was another success. Pig farmers throughout the country donated pork to neighbors, food shelves, and shelters. Pork Checkoff Public Relations Director Claire Masker says there was also a social media component to this effort. The social media posts from the 2018 Hams Across America campaign are available online. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is moving forward on highly erodible land and wetland conservation regulations. The American Farm Bureau submitted comments to the agency asking it to make sure the new interim rule balances the benefits for both farmland and wetland as Congress intended. As it was written, the interim rule makes it much more difficult for producers to participate in the program, and it fails to give farmers an opportunity they should have to participate in the process. Farm Bureau says in written comments to the USDA that these conservation compliance programs operate fundamentally as regulatory programs, so they should operate with all the duties and rights that such a regulatory program entails. Equally important, all guidance, policy, and rules must match up with the statute. Farm Bureau says the USDA has been making regulatory determinations for far too long, based primarily on guidance and policy that wasn't put through the required public process. Farm Bureau says that error permeates the wetland identification and appeals process. The USDA holds all the cards, leaving farmers without the necessary tools to protect their property and due process rights, the group says in its written comments. In local news, Annie's Project, Education for Farm Women, is sponsored by the University of Illinois Extension Offices of Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery Counties. The class will start in February and continue through March. Annie's Project is designed to help farm women develop their management and decision-making skills in the dynamic, complex world of agriculture. The dates of the six-session series include February 19th and 26th, as well as March 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. The sessions will run from 5:30 to 8:55 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office at No. 1 Industrial Park Drive, Hillsboro. Pre-registration is required to participate in Annie's Project, and to register, you can call the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941 or visit the website at go.illinois.edu/CJMM. Registration cost for Annie's Project is $50, and the deadline to register is next Thursday, February the 14th. There are many deadlines approaching, as it's time for high school seniors thinking about furthering their education to look for scholarship opportunities. Farm Credit Illinois is offering 30 scholarships that will be given out in 2019, with two scholarships designated as the Diversity in Ag Scholars. Applicants must be high school seniors enrolling in a college or university during the fall of 2019 semester to pursue an ag-related academic major and career. Applicants must also reside in, or their immediate family must farm in, one of 60 counties in Illinois served by Farm Credit. Recipients will receive $1,000 for the fall 2019 semester and $1,000 for the fall 2021 semester. Farm Credit also invites 4-H and FFA chapters to apply for a $500 community improvement grant. 50 $500 grants will be awarded to assist youth members in bringing positive change to their community. Farm Credit encourages collaboration with other local organizations to develop and complete the improvement projects. Online applications for the scholarship and grant programs are available at farmcreditil.com and must be submitted by March the 1st. In lieu of an essay, students will create a 30 to 45 second video capturing their passion for agriculture. Questions or requests for additional information may be sent to ask@farmcreditil.com. And the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation is also offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2019-2020 school year. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to residents of Macoupin County. The applicant must be a graduating senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois institution of higher learning. Applications are available through high school guidance counselors in Macoupin County, ag instructors in Macoupin County, or from the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau at 854-2571 or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau by Friday, March 22nd. And in FFA news, the Hillsboro FFA chapter will be holding their annual Krispy Kreme donut sale tomorrow morning, Saturday. Donuts can be purchased for $8 a dozen at the Hillsboro CNB Bank location, the Taylor Springs Community Center, the Irving Creamery, and the Security National Bank locations in Witt and Coffeen. For this Friday morning, February the 8th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.